going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Uh-oh. My bar is stuck in my throat. Yikes. Let's do the lady go. Sorry.
You have a bar in your throat?
I do.
What are you talking about?
Bobo's bars. I just put it a bite in my
water?
Mouth. There's only No, I'm all right. I got my coffee, but.
All right.
Oh, ma.
Oh, this is
Gaga. Yeah, it's Lady Gaga's time.
Okay,
Lady
this
Gaga
is a
time.
Big moment. Not a good time for a bar.
I know, it's not a good time for a bar in your throat. Jeez.
Yeesh.
Lady Gaga, win them before you can buy them. Right now, take the word beautiful, B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, and text it to our contest line, 20357. It's that easy. You text beautiful to 20357, and you're in the running to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Lady Gaga, July 22nd, Chase Center. Text the word beautiful. Text it now, and you'll be entered to win the tickets before they even go on sale. This hour's code word is beautiful. Oh, oh, show him what I got. Oh, are we done? Okay. This part of the show is brought to you by Swan. Noon, by the way, noon 05. And 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the 05s. We've got Lady Gaga tickets all day, so keep it here on Alice. We're Lady Gaga Central. La Garza Summer Camp. That's right. Summer camp. Summer. It's right around the corner. Get a plan in place. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs. Sports to STEAM with flexible scheduling. Epic fun for kids. And peace of mind for parents. Your kids loved it.
My kids absolutely loved it. And I the surprise I had when you brought it up this morning is it's that time. You've got to start planning what to do with your kids, especially if you work full time or both parents work full time.
You got to have a plan.
You got to have this stuff lined up. And these spots can sell out. So plan it and get it done.
Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code Alice. You'll get $50 off today. So that's pretty good.
That is amazing.
All right. Who won the Rock Hall fan vote? This Sunday on American Idol, they're actually going to announce who like the five people who are being inducted are. But every year, I think there's like 1,200 voting members. And every year, fans can vote on this. And that counts as one vote. So it's not indicative of them getting in. Although they do say it that the fan vote has a pretty good track record. The last one who didn't get in was Dave Matthews, but then he got in like a couple years later.
Okay.
He won the fan vote, but then didn't get in. So who won? I've got five choices for you here. These were the top five vote getters by the general public. You tell me which one got that one vote. Oh, okay, great. It is sort of a game, isn't it? Cyndi Lauper, Billy Joel, Fish, Bad Company, or Joe Cocker? Which of those five got the most fan votes with 330,000 votes? That was the highest number.
I'll say Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. All right.
Okay, so here's what I think. I'll just tell you my thought process.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a band called The Grateful Dead, very much like Fish, that has this incredible following. Like, they have sold out shows everywhere they go. The participation level is very high. I also believe Billy Joel continues to have...
I can't believe he's not in there already.
A vibrant fan base that, well, like, wasn't he doing... What do they call that? Where he was residencies at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Of all places. Mm-hmm. So he's a guy that, another guy with a really strong fan base. Can you give me the other couple names?
Sure. Cyndi Lauper, Billy Joel, Fish, Bad Company, and Joe Cocker. And they were, by the way, the top five fan vote receivers, just not necessarily in that order.
I think Maddie's right.
You think it's Billy Joel?
It's either Fish or Billy. I don't think Cyndi Lauper still has, like, crazy fans that would come out in big numbers to vote for her. I also, Bad Company.
Like, I love Bad Company.
Good, but did you vote for them?
No, but you know what? Of these, my vote would probably go, it would have to be Cyndi, and then Bad Company, and then Billy Joel, and then Joe Cocker, and then Fish. I hate Fish. What do you think, Bob?
I was following the same train of thought as Vinny with the cult following, mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Fish.
You're saying Fish. Well, that is the correct answer. Fish.
Oh. Fish got it.
Fish got the one vote.
And do you know Fish?
A little.
Can you name a song?
No.
Me neither.
Right.
Like, I know Fish too, and I know the Dead. I can't name you songs. Mm. Like, that's really
I know the one, like the Casey Jones and A Touch of Grey, and that is all, my friend.
So, well, right. So, anyway.
But I know what they sound like, and I'm a hard no.
I've been to a bunch of Fish shows, and I couldn't tell you the name.
Right.
Do you know the one with the jingle-jangle guitar that never ends? That one. Oh,
Maze.
No.
There's one.
What's it called?
Maze. There.
Maze.
One I remember.
I've never seen Fish. I have seen the Dead. The vibe is amazing. Yeah. Like, you go to a Dead show, and it's super fun. Everyone's happy. Everyone wants to say hi. Oh, there's no
lovely
negativity going on. Yeah. I dig it. It's cool.
So Bad Company came in second with 281,000 votes. I know.
Wow.
Billy Joel was third.
I'm shocked.
I am too. I really feel like it's sort of astounding that Billy Joel isn't in the Rock Hall already. Cyndi Lauper finished fourth with 237,000. Joe Cocker rounds out the top five, 234,000. The rest of the top 10 in this order: Soundgarden, Chubby Checker, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Joy Division / New Order.
Joy Division's New Order last.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I love them probably more than any, like Soundgarden and Joy Division. That's who I'd vote for.
So, there you go. They don't win their way in. They're not automatically in. And maybe Billy Joel will just get in. This is worth, the fan vote is worth one of the 1,200 votes. That's all. I thought this was sort of a weird story. Rob Lowe dressed up as the Easter Bunny on Sunday, and he did it for Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger's kids and managed to give them nightmares that will stay with them for throughout at least a few years of therapy. So there, that's Rob Lowe in a bunny costume, and he's hopping around their beautiful palatial grounds.
Are they neighbors? What's happening here? Why is he?
Well, that is the question. Who among us can say why Rob Lowe decided to dress in a bunny outfit and go dump eggs out for Chris Pratt? Does our 30-year-old know why?
No.
Oh, I really, you know what? This is actually how I'm setting you up for the everything that an American 30-year-old should know.
I don't, okay.
Actually, I'll bet you Maddie will be able to pull this out.
Play this part real quick. I thought I can get it up here. Hear the kids screaming.
The kids are all, by the way, he scared the hell out of the kids. He didn't even hide the eggs. He was like, enough of these screaming, crying children.
I don't even see children.
Yeah, you don't see
hiding.
Them.
They're hiding from the hideous Easter Bunny. So I did want to ask the 30-year-old on the show, how do Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt know each other? And
I know.
You know what? It's kind of why I was thinking you might be the ringer in this things a 30-year-old in America should know game I've got coming up here.
Yeah.
So why?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, they're co-stars. They're friends. So they're co-stars on Parks and Rec, which I never.
Sorry.
Yeah, duh to you. You're done yourself.
Yes, I was.
Adoy. All right, so it's time to play a game.
Oh, another one.
I'm going to play a game called Things a 30-Year-Old American Should Know. And this is basically, I don't know what came up last hour, but I'm
Gilmore Girls.
That's it, the Gilmore Girls.
And by the way, we got a million texts.
From 30-year-olds.
From people saying, that is my comfort show, or I have it on round the clock, just as background noise.
All right, well, I'll start with a couple softballs here. Okay. These are, I do have multiple choices, but I'm going to let you guys, and I think that our 30-year-old, Bob, should go last. Okay. So you guys will, and if I've got to give you multiple choices, I will. What was the name of Kim Kardashian's short-lived husband in 2011?
He's dead?
No, so their marriage was.
Gone.
What was the name of the husband in their short-lived marriage? How does that sound? Is that better?
Chris.
Chris what? I need the full name.
Humphreys.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Humphreys.
Yep. Everybody gets
correct.
It. Good job, everybody. Everyone gets it. How about which song opens with the line, "This hit that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer that white gold"? Don't say anything.
I know the artist.
We've played it a million times here.
Do I have to go first every time?
No.
Well,
no, I'll go first.
You guys are going to go before.
Okay, go.
I'll go first this time. It's Bruno Mars. Can't pull the name of the song.
Can you pull the name of the song?
24 Karat.
No.
It's Bruno Mars. I was going to say 24 Karat as well.
It's Uptown Funk You Up. Funk You Up.
All right.
Yeah. It's Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars. Nobody gets a point on that. I mean, maybe I could give you like a half a point for the Bruno Mars. Okay, now this one is going to be multiple choice. And there's a bonus point available. I'll tell you how.
Oh,
which of these people was not a Vine star? David Dobrik, Liza Koshy, Jenna Marbles, or Logan Paul? Which of these was not a Vine star and a bonus point available if you know what platform they did blow up on? Which of these people was not a Vine star?
Logan Paul, YouTube.
I'm going to say Jenna Marbles on YouTube.
Jenna Marbles on YouTube.
Jenna Marbles on YouTube is the correct answer. Who knew Logan Paul was a Vine star? That's 2 points for each of you.
Thank you, by the way.
For
I
what?
Got 2 points too?
No, you didn't get any
you
points.
You said each of us.
Those two, the two who got it right. Sorry.
You're not a great host.
I'm a terrible host, actually. You know, I always have like the best. I have the best of intentions are all my games, and then I'm like, wow, that's kind of a disaster, isn't it? Just like all the other ones. Wow, I am no Wink Martindale. That's for sure.
She says with her feet kicked up on the countertop.
The care factor, you know. Listen, I feel like the more relaxed I am, the better the show goes. Right? Come on. All right, here we go. I'll skip that one.
Ah!
I'm skipping it. Oh, you want it? Stupid.
Never mind.
Okay, I was going to skip it. Which of the following is not a real Taylor Swift album? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight? Which of those is
Don't
not?
Don't point to me.
No,
no, you.
You're up.
No, I'm not.
No, she's
obviously,
got, she's
I
last.
Know.
Yeah.
Why is she last?
She's, because she's
That's
always
the
last.
Game,
she's the game.
Baby.
It's the things a 30-year-old should know. If she says it, you'll know the answer. I'm assuming that she's going to win this game. Because I wrote it for her.
What were they again?
Okay, so here we go. These are, which of the following is not a real Taylor Swift album? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight?
Twilight.
I'm going to say Twilight as well.
Twilight is
Twilight
correct.
Twilight is correct. Right. Oh, there you go. See, she knew it. Which of these was the name of a real MySpace feature? Now, to me, I feel like this is gettable by 50-year-olds.
Yeah, MySpace, yeah.
MySpace, if you jumped on early enough, right? Which of these was the name of a real MySpace feature? Top 8, Friend Flames, Social Circles, or Mood Ring?
I'm going to say Social Circles.
Social Circles. Vinny, what do you think?
Mood Ring.
The correct answer is top 8.
That is correct. That is the correct answer. And let's see. Maybe I'll do. Let's see how you do with Disney Channel original movies. Which of these was a Disney Channel original movie? Twitchmas, Double Teamed, Moon Sisters, or LOL Camp? Which of those four was an actual movie on the Disney Channel? Twitchmas, Double Teamed, Moon Sisters, or LOL Camp?
I'm going to say LOL Camp.
Yeah, for the record, you've done your job. Like, I don't know anything of what you're asking us at all.
I'm just dying
None.
To see if our 30-year-old
so
will get this right.
Just ask her.
She knows.
The correct answer is Double Team.
Double Teamed is... I was like, why would Disney name a movie Double Teamed?
You know what the funniest part about that film is?
Please tell me. I've never heard of it before this
week.
It's about twins. So okay. It's perfect for today's
show. Basketball twins, by the way.
Twins who play basketball. They cast two completely different girls. They don't look anything alike.
Oh.
And they had to put like inserts in one of their shoes so that they would be the same height. I guess they were supposed to be fraternal twins. Mm.
That is interesting.
It's a little silly. All DCOMs, right. Shout out to DCOMs though. Major passion point for me.
DCOMs?
Yeah, Disney Channel Original Movies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
DCOMs.
I might have to do like a DCOMs thing. But she'll have to judge. She'll have to tell us if it's right or wrong. Because who will know?
Yeah, I don't know any of this stuff.
Okay, is High School Musical also a DCOM?
Yes, the
that
first
I'm not
going to
do. I'm not doing that one then. Forget it. In fact, we're done here. I really feel like your job is done. You have won. 30-year-old who knew all the 30-year-old stuff. We'll do a 56-year-old one later and we'll see if you can beat Vinny at his own game.
Oh, my Bob!
Oh, my Bob. That's right. Okay. Shannon Sharp was in the news yesterday. We talked about, he continues to be in the news. And my snap judge on that was in the favor of Shannon Sharp. Well, some other stuff's come out, so I'm like, maybe I was too soon to pick a team.
Okay, well, it's what we saw was this lady repeatedly asking him for a baby.
Yeah,
put a baby in me. Which isn't what you ask. You might ask people, maybe we should go to the next step and be called, like, you know, Facebook declared boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then from there, maybe you go, we should probably get married. Mm. That's kind of the course. But to go straight from S&M games via text to give me a baby seems like a big leap.
I also did feel like if somebody, this is a Jane Doe who's accusing him of rape and wants $50 million. And my first thought was, how about let's start with the police? If that happened to me, that's where I'd go. But that's me. He is a mark. There's no question. I don't know what happened between these people, and maybe there. S&M that's consensual. Generally speaking, there's rules, there's safe words, there's a whole. And if everyone's consented to it, that's okay. You can do what you would like to do.
Yes, but
that doesn't mean that you can't be raped.
We talked about it yesterday, though. A person who is known, Shannon Sharp, pro football player, TV personality.
Yep.
Yes. He can do what he wants. He can also find himself caught up in this crap.
Yes.
So you might be the man about town. You may be rolling out in a beautiful car with a pocket full of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this day, you're handsome. You're wearing a great outfit. But each time you bring a new person home for a good time, you are opening yourself up to
potential disaster.
And so I don't know what I don't know him. Maybe he does rape girls. Or he's a mark for people who go, this dum-dum's going to get me home alone and it's my word against his.
TMZ is reporting that Shannon Sharp offered this accuser at least $10 million to settle this case before she went public or before she filed for this $50 million settlement that she wants. So, and listen, I was surprised to find out that he was, I think we came up with $14 million. I would have thought Shannon Sharp had way more money than that. But all, you know, we look at people's net worths all the time and anyone who's ever looked that up, there are 50 different sites and you sort of look through and see what the prevailing winds say about it. And every single one of them said $14 million. So even for him to offer $10 million, that smells fishy. Like, really? You were going to offer this chick $10 million to go away? He says he's getting blackmailed. She says, I just want a settlement. And the number on it is $50 million. I don't know how it'll end up, but I did want to mention that that case took a bit of a turn between yesterday and today. For me, personally. I shouldn't even try to know what's going on. You know, you read some stuff and you see what's coming and what's going on.
Well, the evidence
you shouldn't
was pretty
try
damning
to,
and does make her look like she's out for a payday.
Mm-hmm.
Or a baby,
mm-hmm.
which is also a payday.
That is an 18-year payday.
Right. So, yeah. And that's not, it's known. That yes. happens. I think it's unfortunate because while there's so much progress in the world, I shouldn't say world, but so much progress for women, and then there's people out there doing this where that sets the, like, are you kidding?
Mm. Well, I was kidding until there was $50 million
until
involved.
Until free money was
like,
involved.
Oh, well,
and then I said, well,
maybe
this
I'm
is
just
how I'll
go
get,
for
right.
it.
Right. Exactly.
I want my $50 million.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. It's awful. But also, it's awful to have that kind of thing happen to you. So if that did happen to her, I'm actually super sorry that I ever questioned it. But I just go by what's in front of me. Like you said, it seemed kind of cut and dry. And once she sued him for $50 million, he immediately like released all their texts. So we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. All we do is put our opinions out there on the show. We do. That's what we do. We speculate. So.
I'd like to believe there's no person, woman in the world that would falsely accuse someone of something like this because it's really not good.
No. It's like, it's anything you get accused of, if it's complete BS or not, it splashes on you and it's the thing that comes up when someone Googles you.
Well, you want to believe the victim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear about cases where someone truly was just scuzz bucketing another human being, you right. go, it's kind of hard to believe when someone was willing to go that route.
Mm-hmm. It's right. Anyway, I don't feel great about it, but there you go. I'll try and keep you updated. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Mother's Day, grocery stores, and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. This time next week. You better be over at RadioAlice.com. That's where you get your mom nominated for our Best Mom Ever contest. RadioAlice.com, starting next week.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April as they celebrate Earth Day.
Ah.
Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th for Earth Fest.
That
at the San
fun.
Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Here's what's happening. Still overcast in downtown San Francisco, but we expect mostly sunny skies today and highs in the 60s. The Warriors game 2 in Houston tonight at 6:30.
Warriors.
On TNT. Go Warriors. And the NFL draft is 32 hours from right now, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Can anybody wait for this?
Oh.
Oh. The biggest deal.
Okay, this first story, it has been ongoing. So, okay. And it's my Whole Foods. It's, well, I have a couple Whole Foods, but this is one, it's the biggest Whole Foods I've ever seen.
Oh.
It's in Cupertino on Stevens Creek Boulevard.
Hey, Cupertino!
A troubled Whole Foods market store in the South Bay has been shut down by county health inspectors over food safety violations.
What?
Right. What is right?
It's Whole Foods. It's the healthiest place.
Okay, so you hear what I'm saying.
Yes. I was just remarking to John that, wow, the prepared foods in this joint look amazing.
They had parts of their operation halted earlier in the month over vermin violations.
Oh.
Had its permit to operate suspended and was forced to temporarily close.
Oh, boy. This is where you stop on your way home from work sometimes
and
grab a little
lunch?
Yes, I
told you this is the place I go almost, you know, I'll either take the coast and look for surf or take 85 and get off and go eat at Whole Foods Market right
there.
These guys
need ATCO.
The permit to operate has been temporarily suspended at that facility now.
Wow.
They're closed right now, today.
You guys, is that what you were doing this morning, calling over
there?
Well,
I made him double check to make sure that I'm not off my rocker, as the story says, they're closed today. Mm. They won't be opening at all.
Mm.
I thought originally that it was just the food bar,
right,
which is where I go when I go there.
Right.
I'll pick some things up and then grab my, you know, lunch and then hit the register and on my way.
And this is a really big Whole Foods
it's
location.
It's gigantic.
So this one is where a lot of people are doing their shopping.
Regularly,
oh,
yes.
Boy.
That's why I'm doing the story, because I know a lot of people go to this store. It's gigantic. So Whole Foods Market says that one of their locations has been temporarily closed while they complete the necessary maintenance and repairs. Mm. They expect it to reopen soon, but that store in the South Bay, the Cupertino Stevens Creek Whole Foods, has been shut down by county health inspectors over food safety violations.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's the one I go to. So I definitely felt that when I read it. I was like, I've never seen anything suspect. Everything always tastes great.
You know, one of the things we really take for granted as Americans is that there are food safety inspectors.
Yep.
And it's an incredibly important job. And even thing, you know, just because people don't do the right thing if they don't have to. They just don't. It's proved a million times over. And so gutting government agencies seems problematic to me just from a simple oversight of our food.
Well, food safety, if you've ever taken, and I had to because I worked at a health food restaurant that serves smoothies. And I had to do the food handlers course. Mm. And you do find out that food poisoning is unfortunately fairly regular. Like, food handling's a thing. It's got to be carefully watched over. And sometimes people will go, I got this weird headache. It might be from the food you ate.
Yeah.
I got this weird. Yeah. That might be from something.
And other times you're absolutely taken out by it.
Right. But I mean, even small things can cause a minor issue and you wouldn't even chalk it up to it.
Right.
Right. So anyway, that's just the latest there. It's a real story. Not the nonsense we usually do here.
But still, I think that's a huge store on a lot of people's list of things that they got to go do today. And
oh, yeah.
And you want to know, like, I honestly feel like it's surprising to me that it's Whole Foods. Because I think of Whole Foods as being like high end.
Right.
Toe in the line.
There's a reason you pay more. You say to yourself, I'm paying more for organic, or I'm paying more for, you know, thoughtful preparation.
Mm. Yep.
So
I appreciate the people who do inspections and are in charge of making the high standards be met. I appreciate that, inspectors.
Moms out there are saying, they've spoken.
Oh, what are the moms saying?
Mother's Day's around the corner.
Mm.
And if they have to, they're going to make their own darn reservation because they don't want to cook and they don't want to clean. Mm. It's Mother's Day.
Mm.
So I'm giving you this heads up. Yeah, your mom can make her own reservation and make sure everyone knows that she wants to go. Or you could do it for her and really stoke her out.
Yep.
Mother's Day. It's coming.
It is. And our contest starts next week, too.
And we've got a chance for you to get your favorite radio station named after Glenda.
Glenda at 97.3.
Right.
Has a ring to it.
But also, don't make her make her own reservation.
I know.
She doesn't want to cook.
Think about your mom.
And she doesn't want to clean.
Right.
She wants you to take her out, show her a good time, give her a good meal, and then, you know, leave her alone the rest of the day.
You know, we're going to Cache Creek. We'll be there on the 9th of May, which is, that would be a good kickoff to Mother's Day weekend. We're going to be broadcasting our show live from Cache Creek Casino and Resort.
A dog named Juno.
Oh, that's pretty.
Came from behind at the last second to win an annual corgi race in England over the weekend.
Oh.
The corgi race is in honor of Queen Elizabeth, your favorite.
Yeah, she was a corgi fan.
She'd owned over 30 corgis throughout her life.
Mm. Well, she was very old, Vin, and dogs give you about 10 years.
That still doesn't math out unless you just got a lot of...
She had a lot at
the time. She would have like a gang of 4 or 5 at any given time.
You know this too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she famously corgied. F out of the place,
Corgied the F out of the place.
She would always be there with her corgis. Her riding, she was full on. She was an outdoors woman with her dogs and her horses.
And corgied the bleep out of the place.
Well, you know, I mean, corgi this, corgi that. It's all corgied all over the place.
All right. Corgi races.
Yeah, I didn't know about the corgi races.
Juno's the winner.
Well, Juno's a cute name.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
31%. We've talked about this week, so I thought, well, here we go again. A recent survey found that 31% of American adults hang on to old devices because they aren't sure what to do with their phones, video game consoles, laptops, cords, and other tech accessories they no longer use.
Everybody has that like box of cords.
It's
like,
e-waste. You need to recycle it.
What if I need to plug something in and the cord is definitely in this box of mismatched cords, like my stack of old iPads and iPhones. Jeez. What do I do with all this stuff, man?
It's e-waste, and you recycle it. That's what you do. Get on the phone.
E-waste.com.
Clickety-clickety-clack. There you go. What am I saying? Phone. You guys don't use phones. Who am I kidding?
Come on. Does it have a .com attached to it? Let's do that.
Look it up. There's a place you can drop that stuff. Trust me. The cord thing has become real in my house. Once you've got kids, they will take a cord and be like, my new cord.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've been absolutely torn to shreds over taking cords that aren't theirs. Edie was like, I haven't been able to use my iPod for 5 days. The charger got stolen from my room by Isla. Oh. And I was like, all right, well, Nona wants you to call her. Let me get you a charger. She charged it and called her Nona, and Nona was like, I'm so happy. My grandbaby's back. Cords.
5 days without a cord. It is a thing, though. Like, John writes names and puts, he's got one of those little sticker machines.
Oh, like, gosh, a label maker?
Oh, no, I wrote my name on these. But yeah, he's a label maker guy.
Oh, for crying out loud, John.
He wraps it around like a little flag. So he prints out the label and then he tapes it onto the actual cord itself. And it says, you know, our name on it.
He's legit.
Legit, John. I mean, you shouldn't have to do that.
It's the Wild West at my house still. So I'm going to have to take
that. Get a little Sharpie and do it.
Something. It's hard to write on a cord.
Yeah, but you know the little square that you plug it into?
Yeah.
You know, those all have names. But then you just pull the cord and just like, go, keep that. I'm going to take your cord. And those cords let go pretty easy. Like they, right where at the base of them, this joint right here underneath the,
They break.
The plug-in. It's just such a bummer. Like, build better cords. We get it. You're getting all our money anyway. Stop making us buy more cords. Have it come with 5 cords. The cord.
A lot of people like to trade in their old electronics for an exchange or upgrade. That is absolutely what should be happening too.
Yes.
I mean, unless you have a good reason to keep something, a second phone or whatever, you trade it in.
I don't know. Like all these pictures are on here.
Or sell it. I know that's one of the things though that I admit I will do it, because I'm crazy and just want to get rid of things. I don't like stuff piling up.
Yeah.
But selling stuff to the general public means you have to meet them at a grocery store and deal with whatever nonsense they're going to, they may or may not show, or they may be like, I know that I saw the price before I left my house, but it turns out I only have
80 of the $100
this much with me. Right. You want it or not?
Nope. Bye.
Right. But except I mean, of course, all these things are possible, and you do find yourself dealing with all that stuff.
I was wondering how people could be so bold. We agreed on a price and you showed up with less money.
Well, that's, you know, that's
how dare you.
I think part of the reason they buy used is because that's part of the thing. Have they want to do. Have you ever done that? No.
Showed up with less money?
Mm-mm.
Like, I think it's just, it seems very prevalent in the whole, I will sell you this in the Safeway parking lot world.
Oh, I deal with them regularly. Yeah.
John, too. He's always, well, he doesn't that much anymore. I think you got him turned on to that. Is it called Reverb?
Reverb works. Yeah. Yes. Reverb's great.
He loves that. Loves it. He was all about his little rating that he has on there, like as a seller.
There's another thing I use. OfferUp.
Oh.
Is another way to sell little things that you use. Like I sell little, like surfboard fins.
Mm.
They're $40 and someone will be like, I'll take those for 40 and you box them up, send them out, you get the money.
Boom.
And there's no parking lot meetup where they go, I seem to have misplaced a 20. I only brought 20 instead of 40.
So does OfferUp take money off the top? Like you owe them a certain amount for
all
listing?
All of them do, yes. Yeah,
that makes sense. You didn't have to leave your house.
Craigslist doesn't do that, but Craigslist is where you will go meet
the wild,
someone.
Wild West.
Right.
Facebook Marketplace doesn't either.
Oh. People, and I know people who use that.
They don't take a percentage? No, oh, that's good.
But they do have predatory ads on there.
Oh.
That you're like, oh, this is for sale? No, it's just an ad for a real company, for a real product.
There are places where you get all those phone calls and emails from people who are clearly just trolling anybody who's got anything listed.
Speaking of an ad.
Oh.
Yesterday, I'm watching pro surfing on the internet. It's showing on the WSL.com website, and the ad next to it. I'm going to show it to you, Maddie, because I want you to look this up. The ad is
like on the side.
Is on the side. Is a handsome guy in a three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm. It's the Lincoln lawyer. It's Matthew McConaughey.
It is, isn't it?
It looks certainly looks like him. What's it an ad for?
Disappear for 1 month and become a master of AI tools. Start now.
Disappear for one, like as in.
I'm going to come. I didn't click on it because I'm afraid that something bad's going to happen to me.
So. And they put the Lincoln lawyer on there like as clickbait for it? Is it like you go there and train? Why didn't you click on that? Just click on it. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know.
Disappear for 1 month and become an AI master.
And they're using McConaughey's face, right?
I'm sure he's thrilled.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't know.
Forward it to him.
Disappear for 1 month and become a master of AI tools. Why do I want to do that?
Because AI's amazing. Even just a little scratching on the surface that I've done,
and
I'm just like, holy crap.
And why do I have to disappear, though?
Like, because you need to buckle down.
That's it!
There it is.
You found it! Hit start now and let's see what happens.
Is that an actual link?
I think it is.
Where did you go? Come back. I don't understand what it's trying to make me do here. This
is
so strange.
It is McConaughey.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to get sued for that, right? I mean,
who are they? Try clicking on it. Nobody knows.
He does do the Salesforce ads, though, for the company here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
No,
oh, you never see ads.
No.
Yeah, him and Harrelson.
Oh, that's a fun pairing.
They are a fun
Naked
pairing.
Naked Bongo, they're Let's Get Stoned.
True Detective boys.
Yeah.
Like that, they were.
That was the best. That was when TV became more awesome than movies.
Like peaked. I mean, it's still good, but
yeah.
that was
the
high
beginning.
Moment.
That really was. And I was like, look at this, two movie stars making the best thing I've ever seen. I love it. When he sat there with those beer cans.
I
and
was
he
just
was
thinking the same thing.
Making, just
turning
that,
him into like weird little
like
statues.
Weird paper dolls or whatever. Like that was, and then he's just monologuing the whole time. I was like, what am I watching? It's like the best thing I've ever seen.
And the half naked, like the guy in Bun Huggers, the meth head in the middle of nowhere, like with
the creepiest,
with the bad tattoos. You're like, he's so scary.
Just everything about just the setting was one of the characters in that play. It was so
what's he gonna
voodoo.
Do to me? Oh my god.
Creepy Spanish moss, swamps, meth, trailers, diapers. What's happening here?
Run, he's got a gun.
If you don't know,
you have to go back and listen to the show. It's at 6:30 and 7 o'clock today. Just go back and listen to the podcast.
Run!
He's got a gun.
Our text number is 800-400.
Don't get excited about it.
3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 408 says, the ads that start with disappear for 1 month is very popular on social media.
Oh. And then it says, and then after you click it, it says, come back. Like, you're done disappearing?
I don't get
come
it.
Back. I don't know. But once he clicked it, it came back up as come back. Did you not see
I
that?
I saw it,
the
but
thing
I
that said disappear for 1 month, when you click on that,
yeah,
it turned that the words on that turned to start now, and then it turned into come back.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you're done. The month is up. The month's up. Now you got to come back.
And now I'm a master of...
at AI. Yeah, nobody really knows. It's tricky.
Well, okay. I sell on FB, the Facebook marketplace, every once in a while, and I don't like that they show your FB profile photo.
Oh,
yeah.
I have had multiple people slide into my DMs asking me if the item, asking me and the item are available.
Mm.
Oh, can I get you with the...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I'm not a hooker. So, no. But if you want to buy my thing, it's still available. Hey, hooker.
Vinny, you have shown up with less money, like the time you were short on rent because you gave it away to the garbage. That's not the same thing at all.
No, kind of, though.
Not even close to the same thing.
Owed a certain amount of money, showed up with less.
Not even close to the same thing. I was trying to help a fellow
good
surfer.
Good intentions.
Out of a jam, and then I was going
to
get...
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right. What?
Hmm?
You can recycle electronics at Staples stores, plus other items as well. And they give you store credit.
Oh.
Gina, South San Jose, app.
Thank you, Gina, South San Jose, app. That is actually a lovely little nugget of wisdom.
Let's see here. On April 8th, county health inspectors closed the deli and bakery at the same Whole Foods over vermin contamination. It was the second time in 2 weeks those sections of the store had been shut down, with previous closures coming March. So it's been happening. Now, the store, as I reported at the start of this news break, is closed entirely for today at least. So if you have on your list grocery shopping, you will be finding a new store today.
This is also not to say that they aren't fighting the infestation that clearly is happening.
Oh, no, they're going to clean it up. Like,
right.
But I'm
sure that they didn't go, yeah, who cares about the infestation? I'm sure they were like, oh, God, we got to... Get on this.
I'm with you, and I'm telling you, I go to that store.
Yeah.
That's my store. I mean, I have one in Santa Cruz, too, because that's where I live. But I go to, I definitely eat from their food bar regularly.
Yeah. The food bar is so incredibly convenient and delicious.
Because
like,
I can
in
just,
general.
Yeah, I can just get a little rice and a piece of chicken. And then
and you
go
fill up
and
a
get
box,
some,
you're like, this is how much I'd like, how much food
yeah,
I'd like
the
to
little
get.
Box. And then you go and you get some steamed veggies or something, and you actually get what you would think is a super healthy, healthfully prepared,
fingers
safe
crossed.
Meal for lunch.
Roll the dice.
Well, you don't expect it. That's what's happening.
Exactly.
You're right.
But aren't we always rolling the dice? Leave the house, rolling the dice.
Run, he's got a gun.
There's no gun in this story, but that is actually delightful to hear.
They are the best. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Santana, Swift, and Snoop.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.